I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1041, When Your Heart Prompts. Have you ever had a divine tap on the shoulder, a Holy Spirit poke in the ribs, a nice nudge to do something or say something or give something? When it happens, you know it's from the Lord because you weren't thinking anything like that. The prompting from the Lord comes soft but firm. It becomes clear that this is what you are to do in this moment. Usually for me, it's a prompting to say something to someone. And it's not damning or condemning. It's a word of encouragement or a blessing that someone needs. There have been times when I've been open to the Spirit and the person's face lights up. Their sinking shoulders begin to lift. And I know it's from the Lord. Other times, I felt nudged to give money to someone, not knowing their need, but God does. I don't always get confirmation on that one, but I simply obey and leave it in His hands. This podcast is called T2G, The Two Greatest, and it's about loving God and loving others, and it's very practical, because loving God and loving others means that often God leads us, prompts us, encourages us, challenges us to love right then and right there in a very specific way. There's a story in the book of Exodus, chapter 25, that has a prompting that we might be tempted to read right past. In Exodus 25, God is instructing Moses about receiving offerings for the tabernacle. Now let's face it, God is God. He could have wiggled his nose or snapped his fingers and voila, there is the tabernacle. But God has a way of involving us in what He's doing in the world and in the lives of people. So in Exodus 25, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Tell the Israelites to bring me an offering. You are to receive the offering for me from everyone whose heart prompts them to give.'" Wow, that's good. Now the prompting is from God, and it's for good. Look, if you feel prompted to blast someone instead of bless someone, it's probably not from the Lord. Don't miss this podcast, family. God doesn't need you to do something. He invites you to join Him in His work, and that is an honor. Paul calls us co-laborers with Christ. In the famous passage, Romans 8:28, we often translate it, "And we know that God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." There's certainly truth in that, but that's not literally what the Greek says. The word is synerge, and it means to work with. So God works with us for good. In the context of the broken world that Paul is writing about in Romans 8, you know, where all of creation is groaning to be delivered, and we're groaning and all of that, Paul says that God works with us for good. Look, God's Spirit lives in us. He's active, and He often nudges us, prompts us to participate in what God wants done in that moment. So here's the great question. Can you name a time when you felt the prompting of God to say something or do something or give something and you just knew it was from the Lord? Let's pray this prayer from pureglory.net. Lord, I give you my whole heart, asking that you would take my stony heart and give me a new heart of flesh that is sensitive and pliable to the Holy Spirit and His nudges. May my heart be tender to your heart. Take my rebellious ways from me. Fill me with your love so I can love like you love, without reservation, with my whole heart. Open and illumine my eyes with your understanding and wisdom. Let me see with your revelation, myself and others and you, Lord. Let me have a sensitive heart. May I be quick to turn, to follow you, and to follow through with what you want me to do. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1042. In the meantime, don't you love the open invitation of Exodus 25? God didn't say, "All right, listen up, y'all. Everyone will give X, Y, and Z. Now get to it." No, He wanted them to join Him in His work, and He wanted them to want to join Him in His work. Guess what? He still does. The Lord loves a cheerful giver, Scripture says. And that's not just money. That's a smile, a word of blessing, a hug, whatever the nudge might be. So may you be sensitive, ready, and willing. when your heart prompts.